Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gandhi.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he has rejected secret calls from ZANU-PF for negotiations following last month's disputed elections, saying fresh polls are the only way forward.
We are mourning Rebecca here, but we are all in national mourning because of somebody who said I have won fair an election which represents the biggest fraud this country has ever seen and even the world has ever seen.
Lawyers representing MDCT and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission argued today before High Court Judge Justice Chinembiri Bunu over two election court petitions that ZEC challenging ZEC to release some crucial information concerning the elections.
And the Southern African Development Community says it will not place Zimbabwe's election on the agenda for discussion at its weekend summit in Lilongwe, Malawi.
MDC founding president Morgan Tsvangirai says ZANU-PF is trying to engage him in negotiations following last month's disputed elections. But the outgoing prime minister vowed not to go into another coalition arrangement with President Mugabe, saying only fresh polls can resolve the impasse between his party and ZANU-PF. Thomas Cheripasi has more details from Harare.
Mr. Tsvangirai claimed that President Robert Mugabe is trying to engage him following the disputed July 31 polls. Mr. Tsvangirai joined President Mugabe in a unity government in 2009 following another disputed election in 2008. He was speaking at the burial of MDCT activist Rebecca Mafikeng, who died in detention at Parenyatwa Hospital this week. Mafikeng had been in remand prison for the past 2 years, facing charges of murdering police inspector Petros Muteza in 2011. Mr. Tsvangirai says the national elections were rigged, but President Mugabe maintains he secured his landslide victory freely and fairly. This time around, the MDC leader said he will not entertain ZANU-PF, adding fresh elections are the only possible way forward.
Your legitimate question. And the only legitimate process we have to go back to an election which is free and fair. Those who try to have to go back. Their spirit has been resting in peace.
While some youths in his MDC party have been calling for protests following the disputed polls, Mr. Tsvangirai called for calmness.
Let's not act in emotion. Let's act with conviction. Because conviction, though in Osaka, would struggle for transformation and change, Iwani Ikwe.
The Prime Minister criticized the country's justice delivery system and prison conditions following Mafikeng's death.
Because that is justice denied, because it has been delayed. And you don't investigate, you prosecute the so-called offender before you have even investigated. So what happens is munhu anototanga akondemwa asiriye ane mhosva, but achipoindirwa kuti iwewe ndiwe une mhosva nokuda kwekuti taona sokufungidzira kuti une mhosva. How can you spend 2 years uri muremand? How can you spend 2 years under conditions that are totally intolerable? So kufa kwa Rebecca is an indictment of our prison system, an indictment of our justice system.
Mr. Tsvangirai said the death of Mafikeng comes at a time when all Zimbabweans are mourning the death of democracy following the polls that his MDC formation claims were fundamentally flawed.
We are mourning Rebecca here, but we are all in national mourning because of somebody who said I have won fairly. An election which represents the biggest fraud this country has ever seen, and even the world has ever seen. It doesn't matter when the court, it doesn't matter the outcome of the court. Today is the outcome, actually. But Mugabe and ZANU-PF, they know they stole this election.
The deceased's mother, Julia Mogobo, said she was saddened by her daughter's death, adding that life would be difficult without her. Mafikeng succumbed to meningitis, and at the time of her death this week, she was now blind. Several court applications filed by her attorneys to move her from Parenyatwa Hospital to a private clinic in Harare were turned down by the court. The state argued outside Parenyatwa, it had fully equipped medical facilities at Chikurubi Prison, where she was being held. Mafikeng's death leaves 28 MDCT colleagues, including the party's youth leader, Solomon Madzore, facing charges of murdering police inspector Petros Muteza. The group, dubbed the Glenview 29, was arrested following Inspector Muteza's death in the suburb. The activists are waiting for judgment in the case in which they say charges were brought against them for political reasons. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.